Winston Churchill once said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." What's going on, everybody? It's your magnificent maestro of motivation, Isaiah Hubbard, pushing positivity positively through your speakers. How's everybody doing today? Hopefully, y'all are about as motivated as I am because I'm hyped to be back. Maybe I am hyped to be back with another Positivity Spartans episode. It's amazing. I did take a little hiatus. Took some time to work on myself, do some things, take a step back, reevaluate my life. In a sense, I really did just like kind of reevaluate my life. I just sat back and thought about, where I wanted to be. But I wanted to bring it back, with that quote because it's true. Success is not final, and failure is not fatal. You know what I mean? You need to fail in order to succeed. In order to grow, you need to fail. I mean, nobody wins all the time. Nobody's undefeated. I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but there is no undefeated franchise in the history of competitive sports. But there's champions. There's more than one champion, but none of them are undefeated. You cannot go through life undefeated. And it may seem that way. It may seem like you're going through life undefeated, but those trials and tribulations, you know what I mean, they're going to catch up to you. They're gonna get you. It's just a part of the growing process. And that's not to put negativity into your life saying, that you're gonna run into some challenges that are gonna permanently stop you. I'm saying that as in see the challenge and just know that failure is only an obstacle towards success. See the challenge and know that failure is only an obstacle towards success. You know what I mean? Failure isn't the end game, it's a marathon, not a sprint to success. And I'm glad to be back, like I said, because I want to share with y'all, I mean, what I've been going through. It's been about what, 4 months? Yeah, about 4 months since the last time I posted you, a quick little episode, give y'all some motivation, get y'all hype for the morning. But I've been working on myself, taking a step back, been listening to a lot of motivational speakers, been listening to a lot of public speakers, Eric Thomas, Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Malcolm X. It's just great speakers because that's what I want to be. I want to be able to put out quality content to y'all and motivate y'all to the fullest, get y'all up and get y'all going. I want y'all to see a Positivity Spartans episode and get so hyped you just start grinding. Like you just get out and start going. That's where I'm trying to get. So I had to work on myself. I had to take a step back. I had to see, what I mean, where I was doing wrong, which way I needed to go. Not necessarily what I was doing wrong. What I could improve on, how I could bring a better product to you all, and how I could bring a better product to the world, because what's better to give than positivity? You know what I mean? I mean, it's free, and who doesn't like free? I mean, motivation is free. I'm trying to give out free stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give out motivation, positivity, and positive energy. That's all I'm trying to do. So I bring y'all the Positivity Spartans once again, and hopefully, we can get it popping. But if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. We all know where that comes from, right? I mean, we've known that for some years now because that song has been out for a while. But how come we take it as just music lyrics? How come we don't really take that into account in life? How come we never get up and, I mean, dust yourself off and try it again? I mean, I've seen people do it. I've seen plenty of people do it. So I know it's possible. But I've also seen too many people quit. I've quit myself. And it's not a fun feeling. You know what I mean, to leave something unfinished, like it's terrible. I hate that feeling. I just can't get over it. But it seems that once we try something and we don't get the immediate result that we want, we think we failed. But I don't necessarily believe that means we failed. I don't at all. I think that's just the beginning. I believe when we first try something and we fail at it, I believe that's just a lesson that's going to push us to the next level, to that next level of greatness, where we want to be in that product. Failure isn't something that should cripple you. You know what I mean? And to be honest, a lot of times, failure comes from the mental aspect. You know what I mean? Because we're not mentally prepared. We talk ourselves out of things. Okay. So how many times have you, to whoever's listening, how many times have you, I mean, thought about trying something new, and you were ready and you were hyped to do it, and then, you know, when it came time, you thought about it, you were like, you know, maybe I could do it tomorrow. I'll start it tomorrow. Or, you know, I probably won't be that good at it, so let me not. Or you do it and it doesn't turn out the way you want, so you just fail. But it's something that you really want to do. Why just quit? You know what I mean? Why just stop there? Why not dust yourself off and try again? You know what I mean? With YouTube, I guess the generation of smartphones, smart TVs, I mean smart babies, it's smart everything. You know what I mean? It's like we have these cell phones in our hands. And we have like endless amounts of information. Like you go on YouTube, like I've been wanting to, I've been wanting to, you know, listen to more motivational speakers, listen to, you know what I mean, better speakers, hear more prominent speakers. So I've been listening to Malcolm X. Hop on YouTube, boom, Malcolm X. Hop on YouTube, type in Les Brown, boom, Les Brown videos. Hop on YouTube, type top 10 motivational videos, and I do this every morning. Top 10 motivational videos, and scroll down and pick one. A lot of times you'll see the same people saying the same quotes, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? I mean, it's tried and true for the longest. You know what I mean? The keys to success have been there for us, but we just don't tend to use the resources available to go out and get it, and then we end up accepting failure. That's sad. We end up accepting failure because we're scared to do something. We're scared to study. We're scared to put ourselves in an uncomfortable position. You know what I mean? In order to grow, we're afraid of growth when you think about it. And why are we afraid of growth? We shouldn't be afraid of growth. Like growth is amazing. Growth is growth. Growth is how you get big, obviously, but I mean it's how you expand your knowledge. It's how you expand who you are as a person and become a better person when you grow. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be the same person they were 10 years ago. Boy, if I was the same person I was 10 years ago, I wouldn't even be here talking to y'all right now. Let's just say it like that. So, I mean, growth is necessary, but it seems when it comes to our dreams and when it comes to things that we really want to do, we tend to get scared and we're afraid of growth. There's an old African proverb that says, when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. I'll say that again. When there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. Our biggest enemy is that person that stares at us in the window, in the mirror, every morning we brush our teeth. And hopefully y'all brushing your teeth. But that person staring back at us, that's our greatest competition. That is our greatest enemy. They'll talk us out of anything. Anything. And you don't ever hear that voice except inside your head. But it's always there. It's always there. I talk to myself more times than I should a day, but that voice is there. And sometimes that voice is reason. Sometimes that voice is fear. You just got to be able to determine whether it's fear or it's reason. And a lot of times, if you go with the side of reason, you're not going to succeed because you got to go with the unknown sometimes in order to succeed. You got to go with what you don't know, with what's uncomfortable. You got to step out your comfort zone. Know what I mean? A caterpillar has to struggle to become a butterfly. The caterpillar—it's just—it's just nature. It's the circle of life. A caterpillar, you know what I mean? Eats its way into a cocoon. You know what I mean? Builds this little cocoon, and then it struggles to get out. It struggles to become a butterfly. But what if the caterpillar never struggled? Would it become the butterfly that it so desires to become? You know what I mean? It wouldn't be able to spread its wings and fly freely. So why are we not trying to break out of our cocoons? Why are we not trying to become better people? And you know what? I'm not saying you're not trying. I believe all of you are trying. I believe you are all trying. It's just we could all try a little harder. I posted a video yesterday on my personal page. You know what I mean? Hype. I was super hyped to get off work. You know what I mean? Because once that 9 to 5 is over, it's time for me to grind. It's time for me to work on my dreams. It's time for me to work on a podcast. You know what I mean? It's time for me to work on public speaking topics. You know what I mean? It's time for me to go out there and find some words. You know what I mean? It's just time to work. It's time for me to become a better person. And I don't understand why we're not excited about that. You know what I mean? We come home after working, you know, 9 to 5. I actually work 6 to 4, but you know, whatever. And we come home and it's like we're tired. But how can we say we're tired and in the same breath say we want something badly? You know what I mean? How can we say that it's more important to work on your boss's dreams, make money for the man, but come home and it's okay to say you're tired and to put your dreams off until tomorrow? You know when tomorrow comes? Never. Tomorrow never comes. Today is today. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow will be today. If that makes sense. So tomorrow never comes. But definitely wanted to give y'all that little tidbit of knowledge. I want to say one more thing, one more topic before I let y'all go, but just because it's something near and dear to my heart. It's the holiday season, and the holiday season, it's a time for joy. It's a time for laughter. It's a time to spend time with your loved ones, and it's a real happy and joyous time. But for some reason, it just seems to be a tough time. I know me personally, I tend to have a tough time around this time of year. So, I try to be a little more, I try to be a little more active. I try to get around people. I try to talk to people more because I don't like to fall into that sunken place of depression, because it's a terrible place and nobody deserves to be there. I don't want anybody to be there. So just, you know what I mean? It's the holiday season. It's a joyous time. Happy holidays to everybody and anybody who's listening, whatever holidays you celebrate. Just do me a favor, make sure you're checking on, you know what I mean, your peoples out there. There's some people who can't be home for the holidays, whether it's due to mistakes that they made, or whether they're serving our country, or you know what I mean, just the occupation puts them there. But let me just reach out, make sure everybody's good, make sure your peoples are straight, especially your strong friends, especially your strong friends. I tend to be a strong, I'm a strong friend. So I mean, I got people who ask me how I'm doing, you know me from time to time, and I love them dearly for that. But in the same breath, I don't reach out nearly as much as I should to check on them the way they check on me. And for that, I do apologize. But just know I love y'all and I'm here for y'all. You know what I mean? If y'all ever need an ear, if y'all need anything, y'all know me, y'all know where I've been. Y'all have heard my story. If you haven't, there is an episode out there that tells you. I mean, the story of April 2nd, which is why I feel most of the times why I feel the way I feel. But I digress. Like I said, just make sure you're checking on your strong friends. You know what I mean? Make sure you're checking on everybody. Make sure you're checking on yourself because it's tough. Depression is tough. And I don't want to lose any of y'all because I like y'all. So until next time, positivity, prosperity. Peace.